Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Shut the up.
Stop.
Isn't it kind of weird to come to a party ready to fight?
Not when you're a housewife.
She went like wrist deep there.
Only time I suck on my fingers is when there's some barbecue left in the mix.
Wait, you gotta wait, huh? Girl.
I'm surprised you haven't tried to do this to me yet.
What would I do it with? Okay, you know what? Fine, let's be honest.
I'm waiting.
We're dating.
We're dating.
Wow. Slide in bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Listen, wigs are flying, thumbs are being sucked, so you know it's about to be crazy, and that's just Kim and Hunter. Yeah. Kim Whitley, you look so good. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good
looking like
back.
Catwoman in this thing.
Marcus.
You look all right. Let's get started. Wigs went flying on last night's Real Housewives of Atlanta finale. So Drew stirred up at Cynthia's Friendma's party, Friendma's party, Friendma.
Friendmas. It's like Christmas, but Friendmas.
Oh, I thought it was for grandmas who were friends.
Oh.
Friendmas? I don't like this name. All right, anyway. So first she tried to regift a wig she wore. Then she accused LaToya, who is still technically married, of dating a spiritual advisor, a.k.a. the prophet. That's just when just jumped off.
I'm gonna go meet up with the prophet.
If you're with the prophet, say you're with the prophet.
I'm not with the prophet.
If you like the prophet, say you like the prophet.
Today.
That's awesome. You're able to be honest and own that you like the prophet. Not at all.
So shut the up.
It'll be the best thing for you to get with the prophet. She's a child.
Shut the up.
Wait, hold up.
Y'all stop.
Stop.
This is crazy.
Take that sheep
wig back to the stall. Why are you answering her?
My two-year-old has more manners than your dumb ass.
Come on.
You will not put hands on me, and you will not throw things at me. She is an animal, and she needs to be tamed.
All right. I got questions. And listen, I'm impartial here, but I think Drew is doing a lot. Who do you guys think is the real starter between Drew and LaToya?
Drew sat there and called her an animal, but she was the one that lunged at her.
Right.
Like, come on, Drew. Yeah. I love Drew. That's a friend of mine, so I don't want
to... You're friends with Drew?
I'm friends with Drew.
You might need to make a phone call.
No, no, long time. I didn't know all this was going down.
This is the thing. So just to give a little bit of a backstory, this kind of beef started earlier in the season because LaToya kind of came for Drew's look and said that Drew's wigs were not cute. A wig was gifted, so this party, everybody was supposed to bring a gift that was $1,000. So people at the party were not only upset because they felt like Drew came to start trouble and not really for the point of the party. She didn't bring a real gift. People were upset about that. And then they felt like LaToya came in, she wasn't really paying attention to Drew, and Drew was kind of trying to egg her on. Like, she just felt, people think she feels a little pressed.
I'm sorry, I heard nothing you said. I'm still at $1,000.
Yeah.
I was stuck.
Isn't it kind of weird to come to a party ready to fight?
Yeah, it's very odd.
Not when you're a housewife.
All right, so and then things you should keep to yourself news. Travis Barker posted a birthday tribute to his girl, Courtney, yesterday. He got her a ton of flowers, posted a beautiful message, but this is the part we can't unsee.
Travis.
She went like wrist deep there. When you go wrist deep on a finger suck, that's aggressive.
Well, it's confusing at first. What's going on? I'm not gonna lie.
And then she
I
says,
was a little confused.
Travis, you fooled me again. I thought it was your thing. No,
Why did he post this? is. Was that a little much?
Yeah.
That was a little much.
It's a little much for anybody, let alone, like, they both have kids who are on social media.
Right. And it's safe forever now.
Well, she was laughing. I think she was felt a little uncomfortable because this is not the first time she's been caught sucking a thumb. I mean, Yeah. Only time I suck on my fingers is when there's some barbecue left in the mix.
little food left on there, incentive.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to requirements, shall we? Because Lizzo is single. She is shooting her shot with Captain America. I've been there. She admitted on TikTok that she drunkenly DM'd Chris Evans on his Instagram over the weekend. And then the best thing happened. He actually responded.
The reason I'm upset about this one is because I know I'm not going to be able to marry him. And honestly, it hurts me to the core because damn, Papa, he a rare breed. No comparing.
Can I just say this? What? Chris Evans is fine.
Yes, that's fine.
He is fine. That man. And not only that, he's like an activist, like he's smart, like he loves animals. Like he is the catch in Hollywood. Like everybody wants Chris Evans. Yeah. I'm not mad at Lizzo for shooting her shot. Are we surprised that he finally did answer?
No, he seems like the type of dude who just anything. He's like Ryan Reynolds in that way a little bit, where like if you want him to answer bad enough, he'll answer. He's like a genie. Yes. He's perfect.
I've a few times like just left laughing emojis at his stories. Like maybe he'll see it.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm gonna have to follow him.
You saw the photo.
You know what I'm saying?
You saw the photo, right? The leaked photo.
There's a leaked photo?
Yes, bitch.
Did you screenshot it?
Yes, bitch. It's hanging on my wall.
Please send me that.
Yes, I'll send it to you.
Really?
It's just insane that he has so much talent. He's the nicest guy. He loves animals. And that thing is thangin'. It's crazy. Kim, whose DMs are you sliding into if you could slide into a DM?
If I could slide into a DM...
Is there anybody that you just have had your eye on?
Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs?
Was that a weird one?
No.
No, I'm just surprised.
How long has Tay Diggs been on here,
like,
pushing the slide thing?
Tay Diggs, I you know why? Because I've worked with him. And he's funny. He's sexy.
Ooh,
let's
make it happen.
I think he's a little freaky.
Well, we gotta make this happen.
We'll make that happen.
I'm gonna slide.
Yeah, and you've worked with him, so you got a little history. Oh, I'm here for it.
Yes.
All right, sliding into DMs all summer. I'm here for it.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna post a picture and be like, "Hey, Tay.
Yeah, wear this outfit you got on today, girl. He's remarking back. Okay, scale it back. All right, you guys, listen, don't mess with Gabrielle Union's daughter, Kavya, when it comes to snacks. She repeatedly failed the viral snack challenge. Little Miss Lady just does not like waiting for her food. Gabrielle tempted her once again, this time with chips.
My biscuits?
She has to wait, okay? Uh-oh. Not yet. Wait till you come back and you can get it. Wait, you gotta wait, huh?
She is who she is. She's consistent.
I love Kavya so much. She has no time for games.
She waved.
She said, "Okay, bye." She's a grandma in a baby's body. I love her so much. She's not waiting for anybody.
She looks like Dwayne.
Right,
like,
she does.
1,000% like Dwayne so post dunking on somebody with the treats. Like, just does not care, and I love it. I'm surprised you haven't tried to do this to me yet. Like for the show, I feel like you don't have a lot of faith in me.
What would I do it with? Okay, you know what? No, we gotta take a break. Coming up, yes, I had breakfast at Hunter's house. It's not what you think. Okay. I will explain what happened next.
Yeah. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. It is time for the f***ed up gift that keeps on giving. Who is ready for reality check? night was an all-new episode of 90 Day the Single Life. Now, after going on a couple of dates, Fernanda isn't that into Robbie. It could be because he might be an asshole.
It's important for me to, like, know where I'm standing at, you know?
So yeah. What, I didn't get call or text or, enough?
You know, maybe, yeah.
Really?
Listen, cut the bullshit. If you want to talk to me, you text me.
There's no doubt that there's chemistry between us.
I've been actually thinking I need a change. So I'm moving to Miami. I'm leaving this weekend.
That was a bomb that you just dropped so nonchalantly. If you have concern like, oh my God, are we going to be talking in the future? Don't you consult with the person to be like, hey, I'm thinking about going. It's a text message.
They just got engaged at the same time we're breaking out.
Oh. Wow. I'm here for it.
Good.
We gotta talk about this because it seemed like before she was trying to tell him mm-hmm. her feelings on why things weren't working. He didn't listen, and now she's leaving. Are we surprised?
No. The men don't listen.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
They just don't listen.
They don't listen till it's too late.
Until it's too late. I remember I was dating a guy and I said, here is the key to my heart. I'm just lay it out to you.
Yeah.
This is what you gotta do. He didn't listen.
I also love that she just didn't give a about it at the end. She's like, how funny is it? Those people are in love and I don't like you anymore.
That's how we are when we break up. Once a woman's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Because like, we leave you
when she's really done.
Yep. When she's really done.
When she's really done. Because sometimes you're not really done. Her cavalierness about the whole thing was epic to me. And he kind of deserved it. He was a jerk.
But that's what she's saying. She was like, you know what? This is what you get. It's almost like when we tell men certain things and then they come back. Now they're like, oh my God, you're leaving me for real?
Yeah.
And then they come back and they break in your windows and all crawling through and coming after you and banging on your door and then sliding all in your DM and then posting stuff.
All right. The new season of Couples Therapy. This show is crazy. It just premiered on Showtime. So it features real couples working through real problems. This really makes you feel normal when you watch this kind of stuff, like this wife who just had one simple request for her husband.
I'm not doing anything towards improving our future.
I'm doing more than to
How do you measure when you're doing enough and when I'm not doing enough?
Because all I expect of you is literally one thing and you don't do that thing.
What is that one thing?
Support me. So that I don't have to work.
So it's just a number? There's a number somewhere I expect this of you?
It's not a number.
Call me when you've got it?
I don't know.
It feels like a little bit like a ransom, honestly.
Okay, well, if you're not willing to pay it, then maybe you should be married to someone else.
Is that a healthy dynamic?
Say, I don't care.
Is the therapist going to jump in at some
fucking
point?
What the fuck was she going to
say? Say what you're there for. Shouldn't this have been a conversation that they discussed before marriage?
People are changing for their entire life. It's not like you hit 30 and all of a sudden that's who you're gonna be forever.
True.
You could turn 70.
God, you
and
turn
have new
30 opinions. And now you think you're so prolific. It's so funny.
Oh, I love it. But I love what you're saying. Because it's you're the so truth. You're so
he has a point.
I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're so intelligent.
Why don't you tell me, is this a fair thing for her to ask? Board. It's not really one thing either.
It's a lot of things. She's been asking all kind of stuff. Take out the trash, do this, do that, and I need your support. It's never just one thing.
Yeah, it is financial support. So he has his own law practice. And she feels that he's still not ambitious enough.
Yes.
My personal thought is you should go into relationships as often as you want. Have fun, live your life. But getting married should be something you do when you literally exhaust like every possible negative thing that could happen. Just be like, hey, how do we feel about this? How do we feel about this? Once everything is settled, then you can get married. But until then,
there's no way that you will ever have everything exhausted in a relationship.
Why don't we say everything is discussed?
The
that you have
is
to discuss the finances, if that happens, if you get in a car accident and I got to feed you through a tube.
All right, look, Hunter and I have to clear some things up because he likes to play around and start rumors. Y'all jumped to conclusions that have been in my DMs all damn weekend. So if you watched our Instagram stories yesterday, you might have seen this.
Oh, goodness gracious. I've been kidnapped.
Hey, you're the one who spent the night.
Oh my God, help me. And Lucy's in the background, our daughter. All right, come on, baby daddy. Let's see what you're working with. Ooh! Look at my breakfast.
See, and all you had to do was sleep with me.
You
don't play too much, first of all. You play too much.
Okay, I agree with you that a lot of people misinterpreted the situation.
No, yes. No, there was no misinterpretation. I'm sitting here, I just watched it. Well, y'all was boning.
No, absolutely not. I'll tell you what happened.
The dog was in the room watching.
Dog was not watching.
Don't bring Lucy into this.
Let's just be honest.
Let's be honest.
I'm waiting.
We're dating.
Wow. For real?
Yep.
Y'all are dating?
Yeah, we're dating.
That's a lie.
It is a lie.
It's a lie.
First of all, if I was really dealing with Hunter, I would never post him.
And you wouldn't have had them little cute little glasses on and all glammed up. It's like you came over to have breakfast and we're going to post
it. No, she came over to have a glass of tequila and then the next morning we had breakfast.
And that's how you know I'm not with Hunter, because everybody who knows me knows I don't drink tequila.
Ooh, you don't even know her.
This is the thing. Hunter and I are great friends. He invited me over for brunch. I went to brunch. Nice. He cooked an amazing meal. We're friends. And then after, I went on a date.
You went on a date?
Oh, shut up. Hunter, you had a date too. Why don't you shut up and stop playing into it?
What?
We're friends. I don't know what to tell you. I know you're sending, I've gotten so many crazy DMs. I have women literally DMing me saying, give him a taste. It's a little out of control.
We would like to see it.
As an audience.
What is wrong?
OnlyFans, you and I.
Let me tell you something. I don't need you for my OnlyFans.
Hey,
okay?
Listen. I don't need you for my OnlyFans. I'm just saying, you and I would never have to do this show another day in our lives if we launch an OnlyFans right now.
Can you please?
Okay.
Relax.
Think about it.
Kim, would you? You could do OnlyFans.
There's an OnlyFans with people together?
Yep. Yeah.
I thought it was just you do it yourself. You make cute pictures.
Oh, no. Oh, girls. It goes down. People are making millions of dollars.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What time you want to start?
Okay, we got to pause for a minute, but coming up, the art of armpit seduction plus how to hit on someone without making a sound. Boy, bye is next.
Don't point at me for that.
Welcome back. So YouTube is full of experts offering terrible love advice, but maybe we should hear them out before we judge. So let's play a little boy bye. Okay, first up, dating coach Ryan Patrick is teaching where men should be kissed. But his advice is questionable.
The second pathway is his lats to the base of his armpits.
And you're gonna slowly move your head to the sides of his body as you straddle him. Now, once you're there, you're gonna start your kisses at the lower part of his lateral muscles, which is right here, and you're gonna slowly move up until you get to the lower horseshoe of his armpits. Now, hopefully he took a shower and he smells good.
Let me tell you something.
He's done.
100% right.
What?
Yeah.
No,
it works.
It works for who?
It works.
The under the armpit?
Yep.
Not in the armpit.
Under
this area here.
Like the ribs,
here.
Like all these rib areas.
This area, especially if you have nails.
And you kiss them under that?
You can kiss, you can touch, massage, scratch. It works.
You could also release a video called, hey, kiss a guy anywhere on his body and it'll be fine. Like, this is not, you're not gonna find a secret spot.
I'm just telling you, the armpit is a secret weapon.
I'm not doing the armpit.
Why?
First of all, men got hair under their arms and some of them is long and hanging. And if I get on that area, not gonna be there.
Really?
I can't do that.
All right, anyway, let's move on. This next clip is from Travel Bum Productions. They focus on Zen awakening for seduction and creeping out random women on the street. Listen to this coach explain his silent pickup technique.
I'm intentionally mirroring her body language, standing to the side. Now I face her, taking her hand, increasing emotional impact, my intent and expression. What thoughts do you think I'm having? Why isn't this awkward? Here I could feel she softened, so now I soften and show my vulnerability. The little boy and me to meet and play with the little girl and her.
Oh, my God.
Women want to be seen by men. Women want to be loved. They want to have attention.
No, this stranger is not going to let a man grab her like that.
Kim, someone silently tries this with you on the street. What you doing?
If he grabbed me, are you serious? Right to the groin? No.
It's weird.
This is the thing. I get... people, especially when I was in Italy, and they get in front of you and they talk to you and they touch you. That's fine.
Okay.
But grabbing me and pulling me close. She don't know him.
The problem is the people watching this don't know that. Now you have a bunch of weird, simple dudes walking up to girls in Europe going, I'm gonna mirror you now. And then they end up going on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, it's so strange.
90 Day
Fiancé. Also, like,
jail.
Women don't require all of that.
What's the best pickup line you've ever heard in public?
I just like honesty. Like, I like a guy telling me, like, hey, I'm nervous. This is, like, a little weird. Or, you know, just, like, there was a guy that was very confident. I was, like, at a bar with a group full of friends, all beautiful women. And I love the fact that he came right up to me directly and was just like, how are you? You're beautiful. Like, I would love to get to know you.
Must have been a Pisces, but go ahead.
He was a Leo.
I just feel like she said, the men that win for me are the ones that approach me, that are confident. They just say, hello, how are you? You're beautiful. I'd like to get to know you. Period.
That being said, I don't know how to approach a man at all.
I'll have no problem with that.
All right, and last, we have pickup artist Vince Kelvin. So he thinks of himself as a master of seduction, and he has a very distinct style.
How do we begin this? The big promise of bedding beautiful women. Currently, I'm 51 years old, and my girlfriend that lives with me is 29 years old, and she's the one filming videos of me talking to other girls, and I have other girlfriends.
Are you ready for real, raw seduction, or you still wrestle, more than you know it, with a form of game that tends to be needy? I'm here with my girlfriend, Shannon. And I'm starting to think about what I should say to her versus this is me.
I have nothing. I'm just gonna drink some.
I mean, do we really need to say anything about this guy?
How is he so good at picking up women?
He's lying, first of all.
That's amazing.
This is YouTube is a very strange place for a lot of strange people. He apparently has been married over 3 times, if you can believe that.
Over 230 makeouts in less than 9 months.
Disgusting. He needs a little help. Let's get him some help.
But look, she's like, I'm
trying. Is she okay? I want her to blink.
She's like, help me.
Blink twice, sis. We worried about you. Wow. Okay. We are out of buys and we are out of time. So don't miss us tomorrow night. Lindsay from Bravo Summer House is here. She's giving us the lowdown on Thursday's wild finale. It'll be exciting. Don't forget to set your DVRs. Bye.
Bye.
That so excited. Crazy.